Listener supported Christian radio, Life 100.3, the latest from Matthew West. That was What If. David Mann is in, and joining me on the phone lines, we have another edition of Wednesday Wisdom. John Topping is a professor at Master's Bible College and Seminary in Peterborough. And John, what would be your professor response to give to a student if they were to come to you and ask about how do you read poetry in the Bible?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that comes up a lot is when people bring problems in the Bible, in a lot of cases, it'll deal with some aspect of the Bible that is a teaching moment and some other aspect in the Bible that is a poetic moment. And it'll be seen as a contradiction or it'll be seen as just problematic. And I think that's one of the big reasons why understanding the genre of what you're reading is absolutely crucial. So, for example, people will point out stuff in the, like skeptics will point out stuff in the poetry aspects of the Bible, and they'll say, oh, this can't be real. Like, how could this sort of thing happen? This specific thing is like, if we take it literally, it can't come true. And I say, well, let's look at other stuff in the poetry of the Bible. It says that the mountains will melt like wax. There's no way right. A mountain could melt like wax. It's just not a physically possible thing. It's a metaphor or an analogy. And I think that's hard for people to get, especially in our culture, which is very objective and scientific and always wanting things to be literal.
Yeah, black and white.
Yeah, exactly. Black and white thinking. And it's hard for us to appreciate analogies. So, for example, if we think of the parable of the 10 virgins, somebody could read that parable where the 10 virgins come to the door of the wedding feast and they're late and the groom says, hey, I don't know who you are. You're here after hours, you know, get lost. Somebody could look at that and say, well, clearly he would know his wife's friends' voices. It's like, well, yeah, but that's not the point of the passage, right? The point is this is allegorical or metaphorical. The point isn't, would the groom know their voices, right? The point is, what's that passage trying to convey? And it's trying to convey something eschatological. It's trying to convey something about the second coming of Christ, that we need to be ready for it. That's the point, not whether or not somebody would recognize somebody's voices. So when we read a passage like the mountains melt like wax before God, we don't interpret that as a literal thing. We interpret that as just how awesome and powerful God is.
John, for those who might be newer to the faith and have less experience reading their Bible, aside from a study Bible, are there clear indications in the Bible that would differentiate whether something is poetry or not?
Yeah, definitely. I think it can be fairly easy if we, even just having the mindset, what genre am I looking at? Even just having that question in your head when you read the Bible is so helpful. And there's some very clear indicators. So, for example, whole books of the Bible, like Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, are obviously poetic. And then we can find other cases, like in the Gospels, where Jesus sits everybody down and he says, okay, I'm going to tell you a little story. And he tells them a parable. Clearly, this is not a literal factual account of somebody, like the 10 virgin story. Clearly, that's a parable he's giving to convey a point. So there, he's speaking poetically. And I think we also find that in things like the book of Revelation, where there's a lot of debate about how to interpret Revelation. I don't want to get into all that right now, obviously. But when we read the book of Revelation, there's obviously poetic elements to it. And there's a lot of imagery and analogies. And even the most diehard literalist when it comes to biblical interpretation, they'll admit the beasts in Daniel are referring to the empires of the world. They're not literal beasts. There wasn't an actual four-headed leopard with wings. When we read in Revelation, there's not an actual dragon. There aren't actually beasts going to be coming out of the ocean and rampaging as if Godzilla has attacked. Nobody holds that position. We recognize this is poetic. There's a deeper point. There's an analogy that we need to appreciate going on here.